calama, 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 yeah.
It's brand new music, by the way, on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Willie G with Diggy Diggy. 8:32 right now with the NSK and Shekwan. This is where radio comes alive. We just spoke about road safety. That was with the Road Safety Forum. With a host. And now we will need to speak to. You can't speak about what we're about to speak about and not speak about road safety, because you know, when it comes to crashes, it leads to eventualities and people what we're about to cover. And we're gonna get into that right now.
Absolutely.
We've got Abuti Titus in the studio with us. That's the gentleman that does all the talking for the blood transfusion services of Namibia.
Yeah.
Mr. Titus Shivuta, hi. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. It's great to be back in studio with you guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, because the last time we had a conversation, you were just up there in the north. You
yeah.
know, you were having fun there.
Yeah, no.
Wait.
Yeah.
Where's my spinach?
Oh.
My mupani ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where are the cookies? Where are the cookies?
Okay. Now, I'll definitely make a plan. Don't worry. Yeah. I don't make empty promises and not
That's
deliver.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
seriously,
So Shekwan and I clearly have a score to settle, but I also got you an escape.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, please, come on, guys. I love food. Now, Titus, man, look, we May is a very difficult month for many reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. For lack of a better expression, but I don't know why my birthday month just had to be a difficult month. But it's fine.
Squeezing it in there. Soma, let's get off that note. Out the way quickly.
Out the way real quick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, but yeah, it is a difficult
did
month
she
for.
Did Shekwan sing for you though?
No, she did actually. She oh, okay, did, and apparently okay. she's planning a whole thing for me still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Him, not you.
Okay.
Yeah. But Titus, in general, May is a very difficult month for a couple of reasons. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, it's holiday season, back and forth, long weekends after Makar.
Yeah,
that somehow should affect the work that you guys do, isn't it?
Yes, it significantly affects blood collections, and it also affects the situations in hospitals. We are seeing a lot more emergency cases where more patients with emergency cases actually need to be treated with blood and blood transfusions as a medical intervention.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, we need to collect more, but due to the public holidays also, we have fewer days to collect sufficient units of blood, because in order for us to meet the demand for blood and blood products for hospitals around the country, we need to get in at least 200 donations each and every day to ensure that that means 200 people at least donating each and every day.
Yeah.
And when you have a deficit of public holidays and all four of them, even four of them in one month, puts you at a deficit of 800 units that you must find a way to basically get elsewhere in order to create that buffer for all of these hospitals to be able to have sufficient units. We've made various interventions and strategic approaches. Last week we had very successful blood drives in Kiatmansoop as well as Mariental. Want to thank all the blood donors that donated in those areas. We also had Saturday blood drives last week in Swakopmund, in Oshakati, as well as here in Windhoek, and those were also very successful. We are sitting at a healthy supply of blood currently, and some of these interventions are basically what helps ensure that whoever presents at a hospital, be it a mother who's bled excessively during childbirth, be it someone who's involved in a car accident or a stabbing incident and lost a lot of blood and blood products, are available for these individuals. So primarily it's all about saving lives and ensuring that sticking back to road safety. Patients actually present at a hospital, that there is sufficient blood and blood products available as a medical intervention to treat that individual and potentially save their lives.
Mm. Yeah. Very true. So if we, because we have a public holiday on Thursday, right?
Yeah,
on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's another one. But if we had to look at where else we could actually donate, where can we donate throughout this week, the weekend, and so forth?
Okay. So we have various blood drives planned throughout the week. This coming Friday, I think that's where I'll start, we'll be actually hosting blood drives in Okahanja. So if you are in and around Okahanja, you can donate at Okahanja Mall this coming Friday. We'll be having a setup there from 9:30 in the morning all the way through to 3:30 in the afternoon. Then if you're in Rehoboth, you can also donate. We'll be having another blood drive set up in Rehoboth at the mall between 9:30 up until 3:30 in the afternoon. If you are in Ondangwa, you can donate at Washamba Mall as well. We'll be hosting a blood drive there between 9 up until 3 o'clock this Friday. And for our residents in Swakopmund, you guys can also donate at the ShopRite complex in Swakopmund in town. You can donate over there between 10 to 3 this coming Friday. So for all our residents in Windhoek, there are also two centers where you can just walk in and make your blood donation. The main one being our head office, which is located in 35 Dahl Street in Ospenplatz. So we are open from 7 in the morning all the way through to 4 o'clock. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are open up until 6 o'clock just to give an opportunity for individuals who don't get sufficient time
during the day.
Yeah, during the day. And then we also have the Channel Life Center, which is located in Paul Street Mall, where you can actually donate between 8:30 to 4 o'clock every Monday to Friday. And I just want to remind our listeners again that we actually provide free transport, be it in Swakop, be it in Shakati, Rehoboth, or Kanya, wherever you are. If you are sitting at home and you know that we are having a blood drive somewhere, you can actually give us a call on the number 061-386-300, and you can just ask to be picked up and inform us where you are, and we'll arrange to also drop you off after you've made your blood donation.
Yeah, you said 061?
061-386-300. That's the number to call.
Perhaps what I'd like us just to perhaps just to reiterate once again, Titus, is just the requirements of donating. I mean, you can't express this enough. What are those small nitty gritties that we need to know before we go to Washamba Mall, before we go to ShopRite, a complex in Swakopmund, and so on and so forth?
Okay, so if you would like to donate blood, there is about 5 criteria that you need to ensure that you actually meet. Number one is that you should be aged at least 16 years and above, all the way through to 65. But if you want to donate past 65, you can also do that with doctor's consent. You need to weigh 50 kilograms and more, because there's a correlation between your body mass, how much you weigh, and the potential amount of blood in your body. So the more you weigh, obviously, like myself,
I was about to say, well, I'm saying 80 something.
Then definitely the more blood you have in your body, you need to enjoy good general health. And considering also that we are entering winter months, where a lot of people pick up seasonal illnesses such as flu or cold, you need to ensure that you're actually healthy, because something such as a flu and a cold will actually prevent you from donating blood. You also need to lead a sexually safe lifestyle, because at the end of the day, the blood that you are donating needs to be safe in order to be given onto a patient in a hospital who potentially is not well. And as a result, we need to we also do various tests post-donation to ensure that this blood is as safe as possible. And very, 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 very important is that you must eat a meal within the 3 to 4 hours before you come in and make a blood donation. And also just drink like lots of non-alcoholic fluids post-blood donation to help your body replenish all of that blood that you've donated. And you get back to being A-OK.
Alright, cool.
So if it says non-alcoholic on the can, I can drink it.
Yeah, basically. But for some of our listeners, might actually know that we actually do serve some beverages at our
head office. Yeah, the Powerades and all.
Some alcoholic ones also. But those ones are only available post 4 o'clock at our head office. Falcons, we don't want Shaquan coming back to studio and saying, no, she got this one from MBTS.
No, here's the thing, actually. Imagine going on air and I'm just...
Man, Titus, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to our next engagement. Good luck with the weeks of work that awaits.
Yeah.
We said Rundum. Mm-hmm. We said, not Rundum, sorry. Not we had Rehoboth, sorry.
Yeah, we said Rehoboth, Okahanja, Swakopmund, and Ondangwa.
And
obviously Ventu.
And obviously Ventu being the two centers. Yeah. Right? That's Titus Shibute, the supervisor for marketing and donor relations with the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia, or just NAM BTS for short.
Yeah.
It just sounds a little cooler, you know.
Yeah. And check out their social media because they're very active and they do update where they're going to be hosting their drive. So yeah, support as much as you can.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me in studio, guys.
Always a pleasure, Titus.
Yo, my man. Have you seen the new Aware packages? No.